Week 5, Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought in the day and the night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. Psalm 1. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. It is I who have set up my king on Sion. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With the rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage. lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are those who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is I who have set up my King on Zion. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Psalm 3. How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Let the word of Christ dwell with you in all its richness. Teach and instruct each other in all wisdom. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not holding his commission from men, not appointed by man's means, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead, sends his greeting and greetings from all the brethren who are with him to the churches of Galatia. Grace and peace be yours from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. He it was who has given himself up for our sins to rescue us from the evil world that surrounds us, according to the will of God who is our Father. To him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. I am astounded that you should be so quick to desert one who called you to the grace of Christ and to go over to another gospel. This can only mean that certain people are causing disquiet among you in their eagerness to pervert the gospel of Christ. Friends, though it were we ourselves, though it were an angel from heaven that should preach to you a gospel other than the gospel we preached to you, a curse upon him. I repeat now the warning we gave you before it happened. If anyone preaches to you what is contrary to the tradition you received, a curse upon him. Do you think it is man's favour or God's that I am trying to win now? Shall I be told now that I am courting the goodwill of men? If, after all these years, I were still courting the favour of men, I should not be what I am, the slave of Christ. Let me tell you this, brethren, the gospel I preached to you is not a thing of man's dictation. It was not from man that I inherited or learned it. It came to me by a revelation from Jesus Christ. Responsory from Galatians 1. Grace and peace be yours from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. He it is who has given himself up for our sins. If, after all these years, I were still courting the favour of men, I should not be what I am, the slave of Christ. He it is who has given himself up for our sins. A reading from St. Augustine's explanation of the letter to the Galatians. The purpose of the Apostle's letter to the Galatians was to make them realise that God's grace, once implanted in them, had effectively freed them from subjection to the law. Now, at the time when the grace of the gospel was first announced to them, there remained some Jews among them who, though now professing Christianity, did not yet fully appreciate the value of the grace they had received and wished to be under the burden of the law. This law had been imposed by God on men who had given themselves over not to righteousness but to sin. It was a law, in itself just, that had been given to wicked men to show up rather than to take away their sins. For it is only by the grace of faith, working through love, that sin can be removed. They wished to bring back under the burden of the law the Galatians, who were already under the grace of faith. They asserted that the gospel was of no profit to them unless they had first been circumcised and obeyed the other fleshly ceremonies of the Jewish rite. This caused them to start suspecting Paul, by whom the gospel had been preached to them, of not having the same teaching as the rest of the apostles, who at that time were compelling their Gentile converts to conform to Jewish customs. It would even seem that the apostle Peter had yielded to the scandal of such agitators and had been led to the hypocrisy of agreeing that Gentiles would not benefit from the gospel unless they shouldered the burdens of the law. Paul, in this same letter, tells us how he recalled Peter from that hypocrisy. A similar question is raised in his letter to the Romans, but with this difference, that he seems to have been able to resolve their problem, and amicably to settle the dispute that had arisen in Rome between the Gentile converts and those who had come to the faith from Judaism. By contrast, in this present letter, he is writing to people who had already been unsettled by the authority of those who had come over from Judaism and were forcing on them the observance of the law. Many had already started to believe them and to suspect Paul, who had not wished to allow them to be circumcised, of not having preached the truth. That is why his first words are, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel." In that brief opening sentence, he sums up the whole matter. Also, in his introductory greeting, by declaring that his apostolic commission came to him not from men, nor through man, a statement quite unparalleled in any of his other letters, he makes two things clear beyond all doubt. First, that those who were promoting such ideas were certainly not authorized by God, but spoke on human authority alone. And secondly, that he must be regarded and accepted as of equal standing with the rest of the apostles so far as concerned the authority of his gospel witness, since he was conscious that his commission as an apostle had come to him not from any man, nor through the medium of any human agency, but straight from Jesus Christ and God. Responsory from Galatians 3. The law was our tutor, bringing us to Christ, to find in faith our justification. When faith comes, then we are no longer under the rule of a tutor. Until faith came, we were all being kept in bondage to the law, waiting for the faith that was one day to be revealed. When faith comes, then we are no longer under the rule of a tutor. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts." The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Guard your family, Lord, with constant, loving care, for in your divine grace we place our only hope. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.